USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has urged the Indian government to resolve its differences with the farmers over agricultural laws through dialogue, saying that peaceful protests and unhindered access to the Internet are a hallmark of any thriving democracy. Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting on the outskirts of the Indian capital to demand they repeal laws they say will leave them poor and at the mercy of corporations. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed Democrats are blocking President Biden from making a deal with Republicans on a coronavirus relief.
The new president talks a lot about unity, but his White House staff and congressional leadership are working with a different playbook.
On Wednesday, the Republican from Kentucky slammed Democrats for their push towards budget reconciliation. House Republicans on Wednesday voted to keep Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in her House leadership role after her fallout with President Trump. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Let's get an impeachment update with Dan Naraki.
Less than a week away from former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, and his legal team is making their argument against the proceedings clear. They believe impeaching a president after they've left office is unconstitutional. David Schoen joined the team several days ago and tells Fox News that there is no statute that gives the United States Senate standing to try a private citizen.
This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With an amazing lineup for this year's Super Bowl between the Chiefs and Buccaneers, the questions from reporters should be equally amazing. Bucs quarterback Tom Brady was asked, how well is his Portuguese?
My Portuguese, let me say this. My son, who's 10, his Portuguese is amazing. My 8-year-old daughter is fluent in Portuguese, and unfortunately, their dad is way behind in his understanding of how to speak the language. But I can usually understand a lot of things. My wife will say, papai não sabe nada. Which means daddy doesn't know anything. I usually get that a lot in the house. So, you know, I know when they're speaking Portuguese, kind of what they're saying, even if they're, you know, taking shots at their dad. So they're very, sometimes what I do use my Portuguese words, my daughter will be like, daddy, you spoke Portuguese, you know, which is pretty great. So she's very fluent.
The Super Bowl is Sunday on CBS. An infected barber has downed 2 Kansas City Chiefs for the big game.
The Kansas City Chiefs have placed 2 players on the COVID-19 reserve list ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl after they received a haircut from a barber who tested positive for the virus. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson were placed on the list as close contacts, but could be cleared to play in Sunday's game if they test negative for 5 consecutive days. Kilgore was actually mid-haircut when the barber received his test results. Both men were wearing masks at the time, and Kilgore insisted the barber finish the job. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.